This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Tomorrow will mark 1 year since ChatGPT was released to the public, captivating people worldwide with its power and human-like feel, and triggering an unsettling feeling that it is only a matter of time before we are all replaced by the bots. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on what has actually changed in the world of work in the past year and how it bodes for the future.
Alessandro Perilli has been tracking all the companies that have publicly acknowledged using generative artificial intelligence in operations. He's the CEO of an R&D company focused on AI.
And we definitely have seen a massive adoption for a lot of different use cases.
He says his list is now 120 long. It includes financial institutions like JP Morgan, which uses AI to analyze statements by the Federal Reserve, and education companies like the Khan Academy, which is using AI-generated lesson plans. And it turns out, in some cases, humans and AI work well together.
This is a real game changer.
Eric Brynjolfsson at Stanford's Digital Economy Lab is a co-author of a working paper that looks at how human customer service agents use chatbot suggestions to make them better at their jobs.
There was higher customer satisfaction. The agents working with it were less likely to quit.
He says it's an example of how the tool can make human workers more productive rather than replacing them entirely. And that's a common theme, says Shaked Noy, a PhD student in economics at MIT, who studied white-collar workers using a chatbot for writing tasks.
Emails, writing short marketing press releases, short reports, things like that.
Noy says AI could bring benefits to organizations and workers, but it's too early to say how a productivity bump will play out.
Some people might lose their jobs, new jobs might be created, the nature of existing jobs might change.
It will take time for businesses to deploy the technology at a wide scale, says Anton Koronek, an economics professor at the University of Virginia.
There is a really big implementation gap between how many things generative AI can already do productively and how few things it's actually used for.
He says the best thing workers can do is try the tech out for themselves.
Frankly, it kind of felt like people had to go through the 5 stages of grief before using generative AI productively. So first, there was a lot of denial.
Ultimately, he says, we've got to reach the stage of acceptance that this is the world we're living in. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.